This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the National Democratic Alliance's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following the party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi last evening. He said all constituent parties of National Democratic Alliance NDA supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सभी के साथ चर्चा हुई सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री सी पी राधाकृष्णन जी चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे
Mr. Nadda further said that BJP aims to coordinate with all parties to ensure the vice presidential election is held with consensus. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an inspiring vice president. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's vice presidential candidate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi yesterday.
सभी देशवासियों से आग्रह करूंगा भारत में बने सामान पर हम भरोसा करें भारतीय हैं तो भारत में बना ही खरीदे अब त्योहारों का सीजन चल रहा है अपनों के साथ अपने लोकल उत्पादकों की खुशियां बांटे आप तय करें गिफ्ट वही देना है जो भारत में बना हो
The Prime Minister stated that for his government, reform means expansion of good governance. He said that next generation GST reforms are set to bring double benefits for citizens across the country. The Election Commission said that all parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty. Mr. Kumar said some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations. India and Nepal have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who reached Nepal yesterday on a two-day official visit, held a series of high-level meetings in Kathmandu. Foreign Secretary called on Nepal's Prime Minister Ramchandra Podal and discussed matters related to enhancement of bilateral cooperation and strengthening historic ties. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from today. In badminton, Indian shuttler Devika Sehag claimed her first international challenge title by winning the women's singles event at the Malaysia International Challenge 2025 in Ipoh yesterday. The 20-year-old defeated 5th-seeded compatriot Isha Rani Barua 15-7, 15-12 in the final. And that's the end of this news bulletin.